Torah tells us and we construct it the way. Torah tells us at the beginning of Eretz Yutet, Bahodesh Ashlishi Litzayt Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, Vayom Azer Bo Midbar Sinai Bnei Yisrael arrive at Har Sinai and Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Moshe Alay Lelokim, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up on Har Sinai, Vayikra Elav Hashem in Ahar Lemar, Kosomar Leveis Yaakov Estaged Lebnei Yisrael. So you shall say to Beis Yaakov, and you shall tell to Bnei Yisrael. And Chazal are curious about the apparent redundancy. Who's Beis Yaakov? Who are Bnei Yisrael? Kosomar Vesaged. Rashi, quoting the Medrash, says, Kosomar Leveis Yaakov, Elu Hanashim. These are the women. And therefore, presumably, Bnei Yisrael refers to the men, as Rashi says. Two questions. Why are the women called Beis Yaakov? Obviously, they missed the school. Why are the women called Beis Yaakov? And why do they come first? The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Ches, if I remember correctly. So says Rabbi Yosei, I'm Rabbi Yosei, la'olam lo karasi li'ishti ishti. I never called my wife my wife. What did he call her? He called her basic. He called her not my house, but my home. And that is because Chazal understood very clearly, as is evident from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, that the one who might build, if the man thinks that he's the king of his castle, physically he might be the kablan who put the bricks together. But I would say that the interior designer, and I don't mean the drapes on the wall, I mean the environment that's created within the household, within the home, is up to the woman. What kind of home a person has, Rabbi Yossi says, that depends on my wife. And that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu and subsequently Chazal would refer to the women as Beis Yaakov. They are the ones who create the homes of Am Yisrael. And why are they first? So the Medrash Rabbah on the Pasuk asks that question. Davar acher, lama nashim tchila. Why the women mentioned first? Kosom alaveis Yaakov esaged lebnei Yisrael. And the Medrash gives two answers. The first answer is shehein nizdar zot b'mitzvot. When it comes to performing mitzvot, evidently women are show a much greater alacrity, much greater zrizus in running to do mitzvot. Men, to a certain extent, a little bit of a schlep. But it's the women, it's the b'schus nashim tzidkaniyos, shenigalu avoseinu mimitzrayim. It's the women who refuse to participate in the Egel Azar. It's the women who listen to Yoshua and Kalev and want to run into Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to the men who listen to the defender Aglin. The women are in general more mizdarzos b'mitzvah. And therefore, first come, first serve. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know in general they listen more. They listen quicker. They're more into it. So speak to them first. And then the Medrash goes on to give a different answer. Davar acher, k'deshiu manhigos, says b'neiem l'Torah. Literally, in order that they should lead their sons to Torah. women do not have a formal mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But the environment of Torah that's created in the household is very much dependent on the women, on the wives and on the mothers. Some ancient ones commented that the halachos of Shabbos and Yom Tov he learned in great detail from his father. But the feeling of Kedusha Shabbos and Yom Tov, that he learned from his mother. To create an atmosphere where a child breathes Torah, not only hears Torah, that's up to the women. The woman who sends her child, literally who sends her child off in the morning to be to God or to school or to first grade and gives them those words of encouragement, that makes all the difference in the world. Quite a number of years ago, not that many, I was looking into a high school for one of my sons. And I went to visit a certain place that was located right outside Yerushalayim. It was a relatively new high school. It was arranged. It was just in its first year. And I was talking to the Rosh Yeshiva, and I was talking about whether it was a dorming high school or not. And this wasn't a dorm. And he told me he firmly believes that it's much better off not to have a dorm in the high school, especially in the first couple of years of high school. Maybe I should mention that subsequently, a year later, he moved and it became a dorm high school, but in any event. But he told me once, he said, why doesn't he like a dorm high school? Because when a kid puts in a full day of work, full day of schoolwork, he's a boy, and he can come home at the end of that long day and walk in the door, and his mother gives him a smile, and if he's still not too old, maybe a kiss on his forehead, says it makes all the difference in the world for the kid how his day turned out. That's the idea that Nashim Manigos is B'nayim L'Torah. It says they can make all the difference in the world. And it's not only with the children. It's most definitely with the husband.